What happened, man? Can you hear yourself now?
I can hear myself.
You're an idiot.
I know.
What just happened?
Put on the wrong headphones.
Hey, like, I can't hear myself at all. Like, nothing.
In. Fuck off.
It's because you're wearing earmuffs. Welcome to Merrill Wanderers. Yeah, buddy, I was recording just now. All right, yeah. I'm Mike. There's Grizz.
I'm Grizz. There's Mike.
Thanks for joining us. If you didn't hear the last episode, a couple of interviews, it was like kind of a grown-up show. It didn't say the F word too much. Subscribe to this show. And by the way, it's brought to you by The Pod Plant. Go to thepodplant.com if you'd like to make a podcast of your own. We're doing one in the studio right now. It's very nice. I have a glass of water, and it's refreshing.
Nice.
Yeah.
I have my wallet. I could stuff it in my mouth.
Please do. It's my favorite thing. Speaking of random.
Uh-huh.
Which was a few episodes back, shortly after we found out about Brian's predatory van, we then discovered that he could stick an entire cell phone in his mouth, his wallet, and I believe a bottle of water.
Yes.
It was remarkable. So go back and listen to other episodes and tell a friend about it, won't you? You won't regret it. You'll look like a real intellect among your friends.
What episode was that? Do you even remember the name of that episode?
It's the one where you ruined... I did a nice report from Amsterdam, and then you were bored because you didn't go on the trip.
I know.
Because you don't go anywhere. You go fishing with your family and annoy the piss out of them, but you won't go anywhere on around the world.
No.
And so I go there, do a nice report, come back, and all you can do is stuff shit in your mouth.
Not shit, my wallet.
How did that taste? Bottle. How did the water? How did the wallet taste? It tasted like shit, didn't it? So, in essence, what you did was you stuck shit in your mouth.
Yeah, okay, fine, if that's the way you want to put it.
But that's not all that's random about you, because I call you on, oh my God, what day of the week was it last week? It doesn't matter. And I'm like, so what are your plans for the weekend? And you said, I have to cater a party. I go, where are you right now? You said, I'm on set with Hugh Dillon. Doing what? I'm acting. What the fuck? What is with you? Like, how do you?
I do lots of things.
You
man.
Do a lot of things. You're a Renaissance man. You're a goddamn monkey. You're a rascal.
I'm a construction guy.
You're not a construction guy.
Not anymore.
By the way, anybody really?
Not anymore.
Did you do a lot of hammering ever? Because
I did when I was
asked,
young.
You see that pipe overhead there?
Yeah.
I said to you, how many times now can you just take that down?
Well,
that's a simple task right there.
Yeah, I know, but I did it for a living for so long, I don't want to do it.
Yeah, I did this for a living for so long, I don't want to do it, but I'm...
But you opened up, like, a whole new podcast system, yeah. And yeah, you don't want to do it.
I do want to do it.
I know
it's
you
so
want
fun.
To do it.
I just want the pipe taken down. I don't want you telling people you're a construction guy anymore.
No.
Because you're not a construction guy.
Okay,
you're
fine. I can be.
You're a fucking anti-construction guy.
Anti-construction guy, big time. No,
okay.
I am. So anyway,
yeah.
I got a call. Well, which one do you want to go over
okay,
first?
Okay, Grizz. You're on set with Hugh Dillon acting. What are you, in his new movie or something?
So Hugh Dillon, for those that don't know, he's the lead singer of a band called The Headstones. I highly recommend you go listen.
Everybody knows who he is.
No, I wouldn't say that. We have listeners all over the world that might not know who he is.
Oh, you don't know who Hugh Dillon is?
Well, he's been in Canadian television shows like Flashpoint and Durham County, and now he's in a show in the States called Yellowstone, which is a Kevin Costner property.
Sounds boring.
Very Western-like, stuff like that.
Oh,
but
okay. That actually
I love the
good.
Headstones, and I love their music.
Me too, man.
I was a young guy.
Love Hugh Dillon. Kiss him on the mouth if I could.
Okay, I wouldn't, but
I don't
that's
know
okay.
Why
he
that.
Doesn't seem too open to that.
No.
But anyway, I got a call from a guy at a record label that said that I used to work with and said, we're shooting this promo thing and just wondering if you could, you know, spare some time. Can you do some acting for me? Because he knows I did a bunch of acting when I was younger, right?
Yeah.
Like stage stuff.
So yeah, you were good at it.
I was good at it, yeah.
Why don't you bring some of that to this show? Go ahead. Go on. You were saying.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
So I said yes, right? And I went out, and they needed a guy to play a record executive douchebag, and I got to play the douchebag.
Oh, that's fun.
So what was really cool about it was Hugh Dillon dresses up like he's right out of The Matrix, right? Him and Trent don't say anything at all.
Trent Reznor's in this?
No, not Trent Reznor.
Go on.
So they don't say anything really throughout the whole course of the thing. I'm the guy doing all the talking. So I'm waiting to see this promo video come out for the release of their new album.
Oh, I can't wait.
Which is pretty cool. And I don't think they knew what to expect because I don't know. I don't work with actors that do television stuff, and I don't act
like
a
you
lot.
Refuse. You're like, oh, I won't work with them.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You're like, I refuse. Be, I you tell be, your agent, I don't want to work with.
If I had an agent, but I don't have an. I'm not that. You know, I don't do like to do that stuff. I'm not.
No, you're very good at it though. Right. You're funny.
Yeah, I know I'm funny, but I don't want to. Yeah. I don't want to act around.
And you're
like
handsome, and
I
hate actors. You'd agree up. With that too, just probably.
I would. Yeah, no, I am. I'm very attractive.
Christ, take it easy.
Right. And okay, so where were we?
Yeah, you got lost in your own eyes. I know. I saw that.
No, anyway, I did the thing. I did it in. Real quick takes, and Hugh Dillon was really appreciative, and I'm going to get some backstage passes.
Can he come in here on the show?
They've agreed to come on the Marijuana.
Oh, no way.
So I got Trent's number, and I'm going to give Trent a call. And
Trent Reznor too?
No, not him. Okay. But I'm going to give him a call, and they've agreed, and they're fans of podcast, and they're going to be fans of the Marijuanders, I'm sure. So that was that.
And you know what? I just got an idea. We had the Funky Bunch on, right? Remember that?
Uh-huh.
Now we get Headstones on. Why don't we get them to do a track together? We could like maybe write something. We'll come up with the ideas. Of course, it'll be on them to really perform it and do a good job of it. But it'll be sort of our creation brought to life by the Headstones and Funky Bunch together. What do you think?
So like punk hip hop?
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
They could call themselves the Funk Stones.
No. No. No.
The Funky Heads?
No.
The Heady Bunch?
No.
All right.
No, leave them. They have their own separate audiences. Leave my Headstones alone.
Okay, fair enough.
I love the Headstones.
I love them too. Imagine this could be
right.
This could be the worst record ever made.
It's funny too because I expected this really intense guy because I was told Hugh Dillon was quite.
I would imagine. Yeah,
he was not intense at all.
Nice guy.
He had creative control over things. He was working stuff out in his head. I saw that intensity, but other than that, he was just a guy that knew when it was time to pretend.
Yeah.
Right. He gets it. So I think that was the other thing that's why we got on so well is because I'm kind of the same way. It's just, okay, this is pretend.
And now we'll go do that.
Yeah. Now we'll go do this. And
do it the best we can.
Right. I'll run through here. Where's the camera? Okay. My face has got to go there. Done. One take. That type of stuff. So it was cool.
And then, well, good for you, man. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So now I talked to you on set while you're doing that. And thanks for asking them to come on the show. That's really nice.
I was glad I asked them to.
Woo. Nice work.
I got a picture too. I'll send you a picture.
Can you
post it on the Instagram?
I would like to post it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
Is there any news articles about it?
No. Fuck off. Like, why are you busting my balls, man? I do different shit
you're so
all the time.
Leading to this. So then I say to Grizz, hey, you're doing what? Yeah. He goes, but on the weekend, I got to cater this party. I'm like, you're what? What are you making, a roasted bologna? But no, then you tell me, oh, actually, no, I'm not making a roasted bologna, dick face.
Yeah.
What I'm making is.
So I had to, somebody asked me to do some cooking for this memorial that they were having for their dearly departed partner 2 years ago. So it was really, it was actually a drunken blowout. Like they were there to have, like Sunday brunch was about having some drinks and hanging out.
Oh, okay.
So it was cool. So I went up and I did all the cooking for it because my friend Dory doesn't like to cook.
Okay.
So she said, can you just do the shopping and can you just put everything together and build a menu and cook for me? So I did.
That's nice.
So I made food. So I made a big 36 egg, like potato omelet.
Ooh.
And then I did a prime rib, like a 6-pound prime rib.
Holy shit. How was it? But when you pulled it out, how was that?
It was excellent.
And how about the prime rib?
You know, I knew you were going there as soon as you said pulled out, right? Like, I knew you were going to say something there. That's just awful. You're disgusting to me.
Predictable.
Yeah, I know. You just telegraphed that. Yeah. So, prime rib was good.
Mm-hmm.
Got a lot of compliments. I made a black rice salad with mandarin oranges and mango and scallions, and that was really good.
Nice.
And a couple other salads and whatever else. But I put together a cool little buffet, and then when it was done and over with, there were all these people there from up in the Muskoka area, and, you know, some of them... They have their cottages up there. You know what Muskoka is like.
Yeah,
for our
fancy.
Listeners that don't, it's kind of like
it's like
the
where the celebrities. Yeah, it's the Hamptons.
Yeah, it's the Hamptons of Canada. Really.
Okay, so you're in the Hamptons hanging out after being on set with Hugh Dillon.
Yeah.
I'm a construction guy.
With completely different people, and here I am doing this thing. Yeah. And it was great because people were like, oh, so you're a chef. I'm like, no, I'm not a chef. Right? Oh, you're a caterer.
Hey, can I ask you a couple questions? Did Lady Friend go with you?
No.
You know what? That's dangerous. Because when a man goes away cooking like that, if there's any widows, like this is a memorial, is it like a...
Yeah. A little older than
me. But doesn't... Yeah. Older and richer, apparently, because Muskoka, hello.
Yeah, good point. Good Dory,
listen. You know, he's not in he's not in the Funky Bunch, and he's certainly not one of the Backstreet Boys, but he could be a hunky little cook and catch. And I'm wondering, did you get any of that kind of like, ooh, so you're single? Because I love your cooking.
No, there was none of that going on. They were all just very appreciative
for
the meal.
Oh, good.
Right? They were all very thankful for it, and it was a good meal.
So no hand jobs. You catered, and there was no hand jobs.
See,
just to recap.
You know, you fucking get mad at me when I shit up your stuff. And then when I do something, look what you do. So you don't even lead by example, you sack of shit.
Somebody sounds like they could have used a hand job.
I'm fucking talking about things like acting and fucking catering, which doesn't make me
look
good
in
any fucking light. I'm going to fucking smash you.
I'm going to smash you. That could be the song. Funky Bunch and Ed Stones come together.
You, fuck, you know.
I'm a smash you sounds like a hit song. I'm a smash you.
You fucking.
Listen, hold on. All right, coming up, we've got the latest from Celine Dion, and I'm going to smash you from the Funky Heads.
Dude, I'm going to fucking smash you. I swear to God, you're fucking doing this to me on purpose.
I wish I could get a sample of that. I'm going to smash you. Because I could use that.
Dirty payback.
Dirty payback.
Dirty payback. That's
not true.
It's dirty payback.
I think that everybody's just having fun.
No, no.
Do we need to meditate?
You're having fun. Don't play the meditation game with me.
Just a second.
No.
Breathe in.
No.
Then don't.
No.
Stop.
I'm not going to breathe it off. Fuck off.
I'm not going to breathe it off.
I don't have to breathe.
That's preferable.
I don't have to breathe.
Go right ahead.
I'm not going to breathe it off for the rest of the show.
That's all right.
Okay, fine.
That's perfect.
You keep talking. I'm not saying another
You're
word.
You're running out of words.
I'm not.
You can't
I'm
breathe
fine.
In.
I can do
you
fine.
You can't breathe
I'm
in.
I'm still breathing out.
No.
I'm still talking.
Yeah,
I'm
but as soon
fine.
As you're done, you're not allowed to breathe back in.
I might
in.
Go red in a little bit. I can feel it coming on. Yeah. I'm holding my breath. I can feel the vein in my forehead starting to pop
yeah.
a little bit.
Okay.
It's
Stop,
really
please.
Hard to do
please
this.
Please don't do
I
this.
I might pass out because no, I just smoked so much of that weed. And now it's really hard. I'm running out of air now. Here we go. Hang on. What were we talking
about? Oh, shit.
I'm fucking really.
He's sweaty.
It's hard to do. I might die. See, so you can't kill yourself by holding your breath. I just discovered that.
Ah, man. Too Ooh. Bad. You know, you know what? Here's an idea. What about hanging yourself? Why don't you, on the way home, you stop at the wobbly stool store and the hardware store, grab some rope.
Grab a length of rope and a three-legged chair with a wobbly leg. I mean, no problem.
Wobbly chairs are us.
No problem. It's good. I can do that.
Oh, my
I
God. Please don't kill yourself on my watch.
No, not on your watch. Not on your watch. Maybe on your doorstep, but not on your watch.
You make me laugh. Oh, yeah. Boy. And well, so, okay, catering, acting, podcasting.
Uh-huh.
Definitely not construction. Promise me you're going to drop that from the list.
Although I was offered a job in construction up there.
Oh, it's a farce. Could you remove the pipe up there?
Could I remove the
pipe? Yeah, the pipe. If they had a pipe like that
oh, like
up at this place, it's a farce. Get the guy's number. I'm going to call
Somebody's
him.
Somebody's paying me. I could do it.
This is your thing, dude.
Okay, well, get me a PO.
What's a PO?
Purchase order, you dolt. I want a purchase order.
Wow, you really are a construction guy, as it turns out.
Yeah.
That's unreal.
I am.
All right. Well, look, a couple of things I wanted to cover off on before we get out of here. First of all, we need you to subscribe to the show because... you don't have to. Don't worry about
Nobody
it.
Nobody cares about us, man.
Why'd you have to say that?
Nobody does. It hurts my feelings.
Do you know that I had a lot of people coming to say hello to me at that... show that I was at there in Niagara Falls.
No, I don't mean that. I mean, they like the show, but
yeah.
Nobody likes us. Nobody cares about
no,
me.
No, that is one. That was
I'm
the common
so
thread.
Sometimes.
I listen to you guys. I can't stand you.
It's so sad.
People like us, buddy. We're okay.
Really?
Yeah, it's okay.
I don't get hugs from anybody.
Well, that's because you resist them by putting your hands out.
That's true.
Your fingers extended, saying, shoo, 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 like that. That's why you don't get the hugs, buddy. How do you get hugs doing that?
Yeah, I interrupted you. I just hijacked your point you were going to make.
Well, my point was one of the things we get a lot of feedback on the show from people that's positive. The negative feedback, yeah, okay, I get it. Yeah, we already know we're self-aware, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you can keep that shit coming. It doesn't contribute in any positive way in my day, but I do laugh at a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
So negative comments are fine.
Oh, I'm fine with them
but
too.
But the positive comments that I get and the emails that I get are often about what strain should I smoke for this and for that. Look, we're not experts, except we kind of are.
Yeah, no, we are. No, I'm
experience,
there
you know? So what I thought we'd do for a couple of minutes here is take the three states of mind that you want to, you know, or three reasons that you're going to get high. One of them is sleep, right? And of course, that one, you want a heavy indica for that.
Right.
My current recommendation for that one has been Pink Predator. Very nice strain. Very nice taste. Nighty night.
And you know a guy with a van that sells that?
No. You can just go out there and get it. Go find it for yourself.
All right.
What, you got weed maps or whatever? Somebody told me in the weekend, hey, you know weed maps is illegal. Yeah. Okay. Thanks. We're not friends anymore, by the way.
Weed maps is illegal.
I don't know. Who says that? It leads you to the delivery guys and the illegal dispensaries.
Right.
It's not illegal, I don't think. We'll talk about that on another show. So sleep, indica. How do we remember that? Indica couch. Can't get up. Couch lock. Okay? So another thing that you want to do is you want to take it for recreational, happy, fun times. Let's look at maybe a hybrid for that. What do you say? Oh, well, in my world, lately, a really nice... There's a couple of blends out there that I really like. Platinum OG is one of them. A heavy indica with a heavy sativa. You get really high on that. So if you're going to a movie or something, you'd really enjoy it. Then let's say that you want to be a little bit more active and focused. You're looking at a sativa. All right. So you got in the sativa realm, I love a good Durban Poison. Recently, I had Frankie's Incense. And these are good for focusing you and keeping you alert. What do you got, Grizz, that you've been using for sleepy?
What have I been? Nothing.
You don't like that?
No, I've been sleeping well.
Good for you.
So I haven't had to smoke anything before going to bed or anything like that.
Ever.
So I'm sleeping fine. No, again, recently I've been back in the gym a lot more, exercising a lot more. So I'm finding in the evenings
that's good.
I'm tired.
Yeah.
And come back from the gym after workout. I don't really feel like a joint after workout. I got a pretty good buzz going on from the endorphin rush.
Yeah.
So as far as sleepy time, no, I haven't had to take any indicas.
Recreational hanging out, having a good time buzz?
I tend to move towards the sativas for that. And you know I'm not a hybrid fan. And again, I always return to my favorite, which is grapefruit. And I think grapefruit is still the best sativa for me.
Yeah.
Right? For other people, I don't know. It gets me a little bit high. Right? Keeps me real alert.
Yeah.
It doesn't make me hyper like, oh, here, I'm like, holy shit, am I ever here? I just smoked the sativa. No, it's just a nice level and I can concentrate on what I'm doing. So that's the only one. I'm still back on grapefruit, man. Just like you and your fucking Durban Poison.
Yeah.
You fucking talk about Durban Poison all the time.
For years now. Yeah. It's been my go-to, yeah.
But
I like it, and there are other ones in the realm that I quite like as well, but that is a reliable one.
See, I talked to a guy the other day, and we were talking about cannabis, and I was having the same conversation I have with you all the time, you know, the weed is weed conversation, until you can prove to me that there's something that makes it different, right? So if it's Durban Poison, for example, and it's Durban Poison in Canada, and it's grown in a certain soils condition or whatever.
Yeah.
I get it. That's one type of Durban Poison.
That's true.
Right? It's like a Cabernet Sauvignon.
Oh, yeah. No. If it's grown outdoors in the mountains of California.
Right.
A real different bud. Having said that, the effects should all be similar, just either intensified or reduced based on the kind of grow that it is.
See,
that's all.
I'd be more interested. I'd like to know. When I buy my cannabis, I'd like to know what the fertilizer regimen was for it. That's important.
Me too, now that I've grown it.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Because the way that I've always grown it, well, we grew it as kids anyway, it was you used a 20-20-20, you fertilized once a week, right? And then towards the end of the season, you hit it with a 30-12-12, and that just drives a whole bunch of nitrogen into the soil, and it pushes all the THC up into the buds, right? So... that's what I'd like to know. Because nitrogen is not good to smoke either. You know what I mean?
Yeah, here's the thing.
It burns black and makes you cough.
I've gone all natural. And by the way, coming up in future episodes, I'm going to get my buddy Chris to come in, and we're going to talk about growing weed the right way naturally.
So you're fertilizing with dead fish and stuff?
I am. Using a worm meal, that sort of stuff, and a little bit of... nitrogen mixture,
right.
That is a little bit more natural. I can't remember the pumice stone or something like that contains it.
Right.
So I'm sorry, I don't know that's why I'll get Chris in, but all summer long I've been doing additives that are natural in their origin, and my plants are doing just as well. So, but like you, they have to be flushed right. And I want to know, now that I've done this, I want to know how it's done and what my weed is what its origins are for nutrients. I think that's very interesting in the future.
Yeah, I think it's interesting too. And I think that I'd like to know what regions they're grown in, because I don't think the hydroponics thing is as great as everybody says it is. I mean, hydroponic growing has been convenient, and I get that. It's been convenient because it's been a criminal enterprise for so long. But because this is now a normalized product for the mass market, I think they should grow it outside, and I'd like to know what it tastes like from, you know, a red soil over here or a dark soil in Jamaica, or a sandy soil in Jamaica, or, you know what I mean? Like, there's no reason for us to continue growing the stuff that's grown indoors. It's just, it's more genetically modified consumables.
Early days, man, we're going to have access to so much cannabis in the future from different places if it all works out right. So, you know, the way that we handle our business now with the law and export and import and stuff, that'll all change. You know,
I hope so.
I hope so too.
I really do. I really do. Because I heard a story that today, just off topic a little bit. There was a guy in town here. He had four marijuana plants in his backyard, which are legal.
Yeah.
Right. And they got stolen. And he chased the guys that stole them. And he got stabbed badly.
No.
Yeah. So I caution everyone to do what I do. And I'm, you know what, I've been talking about this for a long time. I've installed a grow shed in my backyard that's powered on solar, and I can lock it up at night, and it's real easy to do. So if you're going to do something like that, keep yourself safe, keep your family safe, keep the kids and the vermin out of your backyard. When I say vermin, I mean bugs and stuff like that.
Are you guys selling those yet?
We started to sell them because we got the design.
So, oh man, I mean, those are so cool. Do you have pictures of that?
I can get some pictures.
Yeah, post those, man. You want to see an awesome grow shed? You got to see what Grizz has built.
Yeah, it's very cool. So yeah, we'd like to, that's what we want to do. We think it's great for subdivisions and, you know, and your cottages and wherever you want to do it. But sometimes it's not great to grow it outside when you got pests and, criminals running around your backyards that might stab you over four fucking weed plants. I mean, my God, just, it's fucking early September.
Yeah.
Right? The pot's not even good yet.
No.
And a couple of yahoos stabbed dude over it. I don't know why he chased him. At the same time, I'm like, it's legal. Why would you chase
him? Well, you put a bit of an effort in. You don't expect some guy to come and steal your plants, right?
Yeah, but it's not.
So weird.
It's not like you're stealing 100 plants. It's four fucking plants. Like, get over it. Go buy a hydroponic set and grow them in your house for the winter then.
Hey, what are you doing after this? You want to go steal 100 plants?
No.
We're going anyway.
Okay.
So just brace yourself.
I'm in. Let's go.
Don't forget to subscribe to the show. We'll catch you next time. This is Marijuana Wanderers. I'm Mike. That's Grizz.
I'm Grizz. There's Mike.